All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
And you are on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. We have a great show for you today. We are going to be talking about beauty standards here in America, along with around the world. If you have any questions or concerns or comments, feel free to call us at 866-606-8255. You can also go to Dr. Nick's website at www.drnikolov.com. Again, that's www.drnickloff.com. We would love to hear from you guys. But before we begin today, I actually wanted to just say a quick, I am very, very sad, in that Muhammad Ali passed this weekend at the age of 74, and yet we lose another icon. First it was Prince, now it's Muhammad. I'm a little sad, and I'm just going to tell you that, Nick.
Well, I think they're very, very different areas, but when you compare Muhammad Ali to what he's done, and may I mention he's from Louisville, Kentucky.
Is he?
And I feel like I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, so that's my hometown. I'm going there this weekend.
Oh, nice. And actually, I'm sure they'll have a huge something for him.
I'm trying to make it to the funeral as well.
Oh, wow, okay.
But I had the fortune of meeting him.
What?
And I have to tell you, I was not a fan originally.
Really?
But after spending some time with him,
okay,
he wins you over.
Of course.
He's so personable, such great personality.
Charismatic.
And yes, it's overwhelming. A lot of charisma. But he sounds like he'll be all about himself. However, the only other person I've seen, and interestingly enough, apparently he's speaking at his funeral,
okay,
is Bill Clinton. Where
oh, wow.
No matter what you think, when you meet him, you feel at that moment it's all about you. They look at you, they concentrate, and they think whatever you say is the most important thing and the only person in the room. Or they make you feel that way. And he was one of those people. It didn't matter. I was a young kid while I was in... I think a freshman in college, and nobody that really he had any reason to pay attention to in any way. And I could not have felt more important, more welcome, great experience. And I had the fortune of meeting him 2-3 times afterwards, and I knew one of the boxers that, Greg Page,
mm-hmm,
that he sort of supported, and he also ended up being a world champion in the heavyweight division. But no one else has made me feel at that age or at any age like, yes, you matter. And whoever you are, you matter.
Absolutely. And I think he's a great speaker as well, just in general in life about whatever topics he is talking about. So I'm sure when you met him, it was amazing to be in that presence. Because you can see it just when you watch him on doing interviews and stuff, or when you hear him doing radio shows. I was always captivated.
Well, his style is one that obviously he tends to be rather verbose.
Yes.
But, and this was at the time that Parkinson's hadn't gotten the best of him. So, originally, I don't believe he even knew he had Parkinson's when
right.
I first met him. he still was full of life, but he didn't. You didn't feel like he overshadowed you. And that, I think, is an amazing gift and something I would never forget.
Right.
So, yes, he made a fan out of me in a matter of seconds. And then it made you look at a lot of the things that he accomplished. And the things that he accomplished was for everybody. It wasn't for one race. It wasn't for one set of people, no agenda. He was a humanitarian and not necessarily just someone that worried about what can he do for black people out there.
Absolutely.
He did it for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's a credit to him.
Absolutely. I mean, I know I followed him during that whole kind of like when he met Mandela and stuff like that. And he was trying to... And also, I will say, not that it's a joke, but when we were at work and this whole thing happened and I found out that... I mean, for how many times he got hit as a fighter, it's amazing that he lived to 74. I will say that. I know everyone's like, oh my God, he died so young. And it is young. But at the same time, for the profession he was in, your body goes through a lot. You get beat up. So I'm impressed that he lived to 74, even with his Parkinson's. So testament to him.
One of the things, and not to get on the boxing technical part here, but he was brilliant in the fact that you felt like you're hitting him and he'll snap his head back just enough that you never landed a square punch. It was rare. And no matter how much you'll try hitting him, you really never quite hit him. And if you listen to even Foreman, the fight in Manila that Foreman lost to him and got knocked out, it looked like he was hitting him a lot, but he will tell you he never felt like he truly hit him.
Really?
So that was a gift and something he figured out that he'll just pull back enough and it just, there won't be as much impact or any. On the other hand, yeah, they do add up. And did that cause his Parkinson's? You have to wonder. And
yeah, absolutely.
The odds on favorite would be that probably the repeated hits didn't do him any favors. But a genius in the ring, however, his true genius was outside of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you agreed 100% with everything he did or not,
yeah.
He had passion, he had conviction, and no selfish agenda outside the ring.
Yeah, spoke his mind.
Well, a great self-promoter.
I know, exactly. But I will say, I think it's amazing that you were able to meet him, and the fact that he was able to sway you. You said when you first met him, you weren't a huge fan, and then once you did, he kind of swayed you into liking him. That's kind of cool.
Now I became a true fan.
Yeah, because that's what I mean. That's amazing. But back to topic on hand, we are something else that happened this past weekend. It was either this weekend or it was on Friday. I'm trying to remember exactly what day it was. But I don't know if you follow, but Miss USA 2016 was crowned in Vegas. Her name is Deshanna Barbara. She won for District of Columbia. And I think her story is absolutely amazing in that she went into the program, because I know a lot of people take pageants and think of them very negatively. But she says she originally, when she entered them, was because she wanted to change the idea of what pageants meant and what beauty was and how to convey that to the world. And she talks about this a lot if you follow her in this process. And the fact that she was like, I think that you can be a strong, independent, confident person and be able to go and do this, and it isn't just about the looks, even though she is absolutely beautiful. But the age of 17...
It is a beauty pageant, after all.
It is a beauty pageant, but you have to do a lot of things behind it. Like, it's not just about looking good, because if that was the case, then almost all of them would win, because they're all beautiful. And they all have great bodies, they all work out and take care of themselves. But I think it's the extra behind it that I think that wins you the extra points. And the fact that she is incredibly smart. She has her master's, I believe it was in management information systems, which basically breaks down to like IT, which I can't do. But she was also, she entered the Army at the age of 17, and she's been an Army officer since. And I guess it just ran in the family, and she decided that was something that was important to her to upkeep. But the fact that, like, yes, she looks like this, but she can still go and be patriotic and be in the Army. I mean, isn't that how old your daughter is, 17?
Well, see, actually, I don't know how to say this.
Okay.
But I have a problem a little bit with the statement.
Okay.
And I think just because a woman is beautiful.
Yes.
That does not mean that she does not have the same sense to be and chance to be intelligent. Beautiful women are just as intelligent. And we so frequently would say, oh, she's pretty. Oh, she's got to be an airhead.
Right.
Because she's pretty. That's not the case. And a lot of times the people that take the time to take care of themselves,
mm-hmm.
and I don't mean prim about some things that are sometimes silly, but really stay in shape physically, make sure that they're well put together. They do that with a lot of other things in their life. And there is a sense of intelligence.
Yes, but like the first comment I made, it's like she's in this contest. It's a beauty contest. So again, people automatically think that it is about beauty, not so much about the other things behind it. It's just a stereotype that I think people are still having to break through. Just because, Nick, you're in, you know, this century and you understand that beautiful women can be intelligent, not the rest of the world or America or not anything like that, think that way.
Boy, I have so much to say about this.
And I.
at the end of the day, I am just glad that physical beauty is important to people. But the more important part is, and what truly makes one beautiful, is their personality, their soul, what they're about. And that shines through, and it comes through even in physical beauty more frequently than you would think.
And when we come back, Dr. Nick, we're going to pick back up on this because I do have a couple more things to say about this. You are listening to the Lifestyle Talk Network. I'm your co-host, Holly Rose, and we will continue this when we get back.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Nikolov, Beverly Hills' top number one plastic surgeon. I am your co-host, Holly Rhodes, on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. I believe I may have given out the wrong phone number before, but I have the updated information now, which I want to give you guys. It is 870-330-4930. Again, our phone number is 870-330-4930.
They're just trying to keep you on your toes.
I know.
Changing things up is always a good way to do that.
Well, they're keeping me on my toes this morning. So, we had left off on talking about beauty and how Americans and the world in general, I believe, still have not the best ideals of what beauty is, especially when it comes to the pageant world. But going away from the pageant world, I do think that DeShauna Barbara is an amazingly beautiful woman. She's not the atypical one, I guess, that people would think of to win. But she... She is.
She looks gorgeous.
She does.
And you can see a personality. Her eyes glow. And I have to confess, I'm not a fan of pageants. I don't watch any of them. And I can't tell you I was glued to the TV or wherever it was being shown, if it was being shown.
It was being shown.
But looking at the photos, she looks beautiful. And it comes through. Mm-hmm. You can see it. You can see it in your eyes. It's not, beauty is not a standard. And I have also, well, I have many issues, but one of the things, I have a problem with having a beauty standard. There is no standard. You look at something, and yes, as humans, we tend to find some things more beautiful than others, but you know when it's there, and you know when it's not.
I would love to say that I agree with you that there's no such thing as a beauty standard, but unfortunately in America, especially also around the world, especially when I traveled, I learned this as well, that there is. And what's beautiful here is not necessarily as beautiful in other places that I have found, but there's always a standard in every country and every place.
But it's not a standard. It's not something you have to meet or then you're ugly. I can't tell you how many women I've had come to my office, mm-hmm. and if you did measurements, if you did everything, you'll say, they've got to be stunning. And they're having a hard time getting a job, acting, modeling, any of that.
Right.
And they can't understand why. And the difference is, there's something lacking. Something in the eyes, something in the smile, something that you get back when you look at them. And there are others, it's like, you really make your living doing this? And that sounds awful on my part. But I can't believe they're modeling.
But that's because maybe, like you're saying, they have something else to back it up. There's something else other than just the looks that's making them being able to book these work.
But when you photograph them or you start talking to them past that initial impression, mm-hmm. there's so much coming back at you that all of a sudden you see a real beauty there. And people fall in love with them, whether right. they're behind the camera or talk to them in real life. So it's not just about, how big is your nose, how many millimeters, in what proportion, are your brows at this height or that height. It's what you present. It's the warmth
that comes across. It still does matter. I mean, the thing is, I was on a shoot, I remember, and they asked me for all of my sizes when I got there. And the guy went to put the shorts on me, and he was like, are you sure you're this size? Because the shorts don't fit. And I'm like, are you trying to tell me that I'm a liar or that I'm fat? And basically, he was telling me I was fat. And it was like, it was just that size ran small. So the size measurements I gave them, he didn't do it correctly. And so they were a size smaller than what I normally wear. But he made me feel fat about it. So there is still, unfortunately, a horrible standard.
I can make a very inappropriate comment.
Okay.
But... wherever his anger may come from, I don't know. However, that's his own thing.
It is.
And I wouldn't take it personally, so I wouldn't worry about that.
Just saying, there is still a standard out there for how small you should and shouldn't be when you're booking and working certain jobs. But anyways, we do have a caller online. Jessica, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now that we've made you feel like you're too big, you're not thin enough, and your nose does not fit the perfect sketch we have, whatever ethnicity you may be, how can we help you?
Well, I mean, I agree completely. I definitely think there are still beauty standards, and I think there always will be. There's always going to be a certain body shape or size, or that, you know, especially with the magazines and everything like that, you're always going to be expected to be a certain size, or you're too heavy or you're too thin. I don't see that ever changing, honestly, and I cheered my entire life, so I remember always having to stay a certain weight, or, you know, I gained 2 pounds, so having to try to get those 2 pounds off. So I definitely agree with her on that, for sure.
How about, you know, I always say my wife is always right, and Holly's always right, too.
Oh, I don't know if I can say I'm always right. I might be right on this topic today.
Now, we're talking about different parts on that, but how can we help you?
Well, I guess, you know, one of my main questions, I guess, as far as in the beauty world, I guess, and beauty standards, as
I think, and just when we were getting to the cliffhanger there, I'm sorry to miss Jessica, and hopefully she'll call us back. But to kind of get to what I was talking about, when you talk about standards, mm-hmm. It is very true that if you look, for example, at what is found attractive in a white woman, one that's Caucasian, if you look at the hips, for example, they're generally much smaller, and the buttocks are much smaller and less defined. And that's considered attractive. If you go and look at a Latina, and there's, surprisingly enough, a study on that. The hips, about 2 inches larger in circumference, is what's considered much more attractive.
Yeah, I mean, in any sort of Latin, Spanish communities, when you go, they do like the curvier look versus, I think, in America, where the standards have always been pretty much straight up and down, not having hips, not having that much boobs, not having that much extra butt. And that's because that's what the media has been portraying in magazines and in billboards and in all kinds of advertisements. And again, I think until we start not buying into that anymore and saying that we want to see something other than that, it's not going to change.
Well, we're letting the media set standards for beauty. And a lot of that I always keep saying is unrealistic, because the people we see, even they don't look like that in real life frequently.
No, absolutely not, because I've seen some of them in real life, and it's kind of baffling to me sometimes. I was like, wow. But I want to keep continuing, because I have some more things I want to say about this. But when we return, we will be talking more about beauty standards in America, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about my beauty standards that I learned when I traveled around the world. but you are listening to Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. This is the Dr. Nick Show. We will be right back.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Goop, gunk, sludge, whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. This is the Dr. Nick Show, and I am here with your host, Nicholas McLaughlin, and I am your co-host, Holly Rokes. And we left off on talking about beauty standards, and we are having a very great discussion about this. I don't know if we're staying on the same line of it, but that's okay.
Well, I just found out during the break that you're trying to be a Latina. You're trying to gain another inch around the hips just so that you look more Latin.
I'm not trying. I'm saying I did gain an extra inch around my hips, and so I'm trying to get my old body back. But again, when I talk about this type of stuff, I'm talking about my vain pounds and my vain inches. This isn't that I think that I don't look good or feel good or I'm not healthy. This is just I have ridiculous standards for myself.
You can keep up with that obsession because it works for all of us, and we appreciate it.
Yes. But going back, I actually had something else I wanted to talk about when we were talking about beauty in the media. So I don't know if you guys watch Quantico. It was, I think it's ABC's number one new show for last year, and it got picked up for a second season. And the lead woman on the show is Priyanka Chopra, which a lot of people in the Indian culture know about. She's been in like over 50 movies, and she's been working forever. But she kind of, her claim to fame started when she was Miss World 2000, because she was also in the pageant circuit before that. And the funny thing to me is that she won Miss World in 2000, and it's, what, 16 years later? And I've noticed just from that until now that her face has changed. And it's baffling to me that someone can crack
it
someone.
It couldn't be.
It has. And, like, it's that she could win something for her beauty as the most beautiful woman around the world, and yet in America, she's still not necessarily considered beautiful enough, and that she's getting her face altered. I know that her nose has been done. Her lips have been done. She just doesn't necessarily look the same to me anymore, and I think it's kind of sad. And she's lost weight. She used to have kind of like that curvier look that I, you know.
She must be hanging out with you at the gym.
Exactly. But now that she's been on the show, I've noticed that she's gotten a lot more. She's been thinner. Her curves are going away. Her boobs aren't quite as big. She still looks beautiful. Don't get me wrong on that. I just think that there's a standard specifically in Hollywood that is so hard to attain, but people constantly keep trying to attain it. And it's something that I don't think is ever going to, unfortunately, go away, because the standards for women and for men are so different. They're so different.
You mean I can be short, bald,
yes,
fat, and
you will
still get
book a lead role in a movie or a television show, and no one's going to look at you sideways. But if you came in...
Are you quoting Sideways as one of the examples of that?
No.
Or was that just kind of accidental?
That was accidental, but that was a good accidental joke. But yeah, and that's what I think is really unfortunate. But the other crazy thing is I remember when I was traveling, and I was in Brazil, and the one thing is that I'm a very confident person. I think you would agree. And when I went to Brazil, I remember when I was there and I was just thinking, I don't want any of these women to stand next to me. Because they were all so incredibly beautiful. I mean, it's also, what is it, the number one country for plastic surgery. So everyone's butts and boobs and hips and everything are done. Even guys get calf and pec implants there all the time.
By the way, just for the audience, starting next week, we're moving the show to Brazil.
Yes!
And we'll be live from Brazil. It's a new request, and hopefully our producer is listening so he can make all the arrangements. You have talked me into it.
Oh, God, no. I don't know if I can go. So, but the thing was is that how when you go to other places, what is considered beautiful is very different. And I remember I was on the beach. I was lying out. It was me and my three friends. And I love going to the beach. And this woman comes up to me and literally starts screaming to me in Portuguese. And I didn't understand her, and I told her that, like, I'm so sorry, I speak English, what can I help you with? Because obviously she was upset about something. So she did speak English, and then she told me that she could not believe that I was ruining my beautiful face and my skin and my body by lying out in the sun and getting darker. She was like, don't you know that getting darker is not pretty? And I was baffled. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Well, it depends where you are. It's interesting you bring this up. But in a lot of cultures, being whiter,
yeah,
and it's not right. In the U.S., I mean, we went through a period where it was extreme. But the darker you were, that means you had time to go lay on the beach and get tan, so that was considered a status.
Exactly.
However, if you go to some Latin countries, in Latin America, if you're really dark, you're not considered as affluent. And that simply has to do with the fact that, for better or for worse, a lot of the more affluent families have maintained
their fair skin. Yeah.
And for them, it's very important.
Absolutely.
So they really go out of their way to maintain that because, sadly enough, to some extent, it makes them feel superior. It shouldn't, but for them, it's a status symbol.
Absolutely.
Brazil, again, so a Latin country. Yeah, they speak Portuguese, not Spanish, but it's still the same thing. And if you're darker, you're considered a different category than somebody who is very light of European or Northern European descent. And I think it's ridiculous, but for some reason it's considered that you're more affluent, you're more important, you matter more. And
I think it's also that if you are darker,
I don't
that
get
means
it.
You work outside, so therefore you have to work, as opposed to, like you were saying, where if you have more money, you don't have to work, you don't have to be outside. But anyways, it was just
Well, that's where the blue bloods comes from, by the way.
Exactly.
Or at least one of the theories that your skin almost looked blue because you
so
see
light.
The veins.
Oh.
Because you didn't have to work in the fields.
Okay, I'm learning
and
from that today, too.
And if you had to go work in the fields and you were really tan, well, you know, you must not be aristocratic.
Yeah, I mean, I was very young, obviously, when I went to Brazil when this happened, and it was the first time that someone had actually screamed at me for lying on the beach, which I'm so used to doing in America, because people love going to the beach here and getting tan, like you were saying. But we do have a caller on the line. Let's see if Jen is there. Jen, are you there?
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, Jen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So how have we offended you or made you feel inadequate? Because I think we've touched upon just about everything, or tried to. Are you there? Boy, we're either offending everybody or our switchboard operator is a little hypoglycemic. Is it lunchtime in New York?
It is. Oh, we lost a caller.
I know.
I hear the dial tone now.
All right.
But
I would suggest at least some coffee with extra sugar till we get through the show.
No, maybe she'll call back. She has the number and the case.
Oh, she's back. All right. Jen, are you there?
I've revived. How are you guys?
Oh, good. Well, I know CPR, but I think Holly was the one that was doing it. So she was trying to get you back on the line.
Oh, okay.
How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to call in because I remember in the last segment, I think you made a comment, Dr. Nick, where you said you hate pageants. And I'm a pageant girl. I competed in pageants for 5 years. Now I live in New York and I model and act full time. But in regards to talking about what beauty standards are and how those kind of fit in our society, I wanted to just share a personal experience with you guys. I got injured 3 or 4 months ago. I pulled a hamstring, and since then I haven't been able to really work out or anything. I've gained some weight and I haven't been really getting modeling jobs or anything. I've been at the standstill in my career, and I don't really know where to go from there. I'm just waiting now for my leg to heal before I can get back in the gym and get back to work?
Well, there are a few things. You have to first heal your body and make sure you're okay. We all love work. If you're passionate about what you do, I can tell you, it sounds weird, but I can't wait to go to the office, and I can't wait to get into surgery because it's something I love. And I'm sure for you, it's something you're passionate about and you want to get back in there and be at your best. But give yourself a chance to heal. And if you don't, it'd be something that nags you all the time. Plus, you can do a lot of other exercises, upper arm, abdominals, so that you don't involve the leg. And that will keep you in the game so you can get to a better place. I think we're coming on the break, but since we had trouble keeping you on, if you stay on, I'd love to talk to you a lot more about that.
Sure thing.
Can you stay on with us?
Definitely.
All right, that would be great. And again, you know, we have sponsors, so we have to get to them.
And we will be back with the Dr. Nick Show on Lifestyle Talk Radio Network when we return. Thanks for listening. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get hooked up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rump of smooth skin. You say you want to get in my bins? Well, use me, use me.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Back to the Dr. Nick Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Nicholas Nabokov and I have been talking about beauty standards in America and around the world. And we have Jen, who I believe is still on the line. Jen, are you still there?
I'm still here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Actually, one apology. The choice of songs for closing the last statement. I hope you're not too sensitive. Just when you're complaining about not working out and gaining an extra inch and feeling self-conscious, I hope you're not offended by that and you take it in the right spirit.
I think everyone loves her mix a lot, though. I don't
think
there's any wrong in that one.
No, but one of the things there, if I may take a second to elaborate, if you look at African-American culture, what's considered attractive, if you have a flat behind, you are not cutting it.
Well,
you need a little more going on there.
I think right now the bigger behind on every type of nationality is what's attractive, personally.
No.
That's what's trending right now.
That's where we'll disagree forever and ever.
Every show, like any sort of class, spin class, yoga class, if you're going to the gym, you're seeing everyone squatting right now. Girls who've never squatted in their life are squatting. Classes are specifically now targeted to just the butt. It's a trend. I don't know how long it's lasting.
I don't know. It sounds like an ad for Squatapati or
something.
I'm
just telling you, big butts are in right now.
Not in my book, but I may be old-fashioned.
Okay.
Anyway, getting back to a patient guest caller. So, Jen, you're not getting to work out quite as much as you want. And that's your biggest issue, correct?
It is, because when I was competing in pageants growing up and in the early years of college as well, I worked out religiously. I ate like a crazy dietitian. I was super healthy, super happy with where I was in terms of my body. And that's how I got used to living and being for about 5 or 6 years. And then this past year is when I started working a lot more. I took on 2 jobs outside of my modeling and acting. And then I had the injury, of course, and that just made working out harder, but with the 2 jobs, I also just had a much harder time, like, staying healthy, planning my meals out. You know, it was so easy to just go out and eat whatever I could find at a restaurant or at a little store or whatever. And I just got so, like I said, I was so used to being so healthy for so long that now I just, it's just been like a self-confidence plummet. And it's not even like a problem with my body. I feel like it's just the physicality of it all, not getting those endorphins, not eating healthy. I just feel
a lot of it is just not having control over your life as much as you used.
Right, the lack of control I feel too.
But I'm not even going to ask how old you are, because you sound like absolutely like a beautiful woman. And by all the things that you've done, I would venture to guess I'm kind of right. However, as time progresses, there is a reason why when you look at the runway models, they tend to be like 16, 17, you get to 22, a few of them are left over, and very few. And the ones that are left over, they're celebrities, but if you look at their body, very few have the same body style as all the rest. You can't have a body as a mature woman and look like a preteen or a teenager.
Like a 10-year-old.
It doesn't happen. So embrace who you are. Yes, by all means, keep your psyche healthy, exercise, be healthy, be the best you can be. I'm not recruiting for the military. But don't drive yourself crazy. What you're seeing, and you've been in the industry, so if anybody would know is you, you're trying to be something that you're not. And why do we think a teenage girl is more attractive? And personally, it kind of, if you think about it, it's a little bothersome that adult men consider a teenage girl attractive. It's how about finding a grown-up woman attractive, what she's supposed to look like, and what a grown-up woman really looks like. I don't mean fat, but mature.
Can I chime in for a second?
Of course. you look like a grown-up woman.
I do. Well, I was just going to pitch in that I do understand with Jen in that I also have had a knee surgery, and so I had to be off my feet, and I couldn't work out, and I couldn't do any of those things. So I totally understand where you're coming from, where your daily routine is thrown off and you're used to a certain amount of exercise and doing things a certain way, and then you can't anymore. But I found for myself during that time, some of the things that helped me along the way, especially with your eating, is if you did food prep. So if you plan out your meals, and so I don't know where you're living, but at the time I was living in New York, and so I was constantly on the go, and sometimes I wouldn't be back to my house until 12 hours later. And so I would prep my food ahead of time and bring it with me. So that way, when I was in those pinches of that time when I'm starving, I don't make bad eating choices. So I didn't feel as bad.
Yeah, I've been doing that lately. I also live in New York, and I've been planning out some, like, snacks. But I also find that, like, I don't know, I live in Brooklyn, but I work in Manhattan, so having to go back and forth home and then going out and doing whatever else I have to do, the problem for me with food planning is just I need to get, like, disposable containers, because I can't carry everything in my purse, because there's just so many things to have to bring with you into the city every day, like your laptop, your portfolio, like whatever you might need, because you never know when you have an audition, you never know when you have to go to a callback or whatever. And it's just like planning out those things and having a big enough purse to carry everything, that for me is the difficult part of planning ahead.
No, I totally understand. Everyone in New York City, every girl has a huge bag. And for that
That's why we all wear those ridiculous black purses that are like 5 feet tall. They're so big. We carry all of our things in them. And then everyone's like, oh, why are you sweating? And it's like, oh, well, I've been carrying my whole entire
30 pounds of weight. Yeah.
See, it's extra exercise. You win both ways.
Yeah. There you go. I'm working out my arms a little bit.
But one point to make, and we're running out of time again, and when you're having fun, you always run out of time. But you're never going to have enough time. You're never going to do everything you want to do. So make it a priority, the things that matter to you, and make sure at least you spend some time on them. And if fitness, feeling good, health is important to you, spend some time there, and don't just put it at the end of the line and ignore it.
Thank you so much for listening to the Dr. Nick Show. I'm your co-host, Holly Ropes, and of course, this is Nicholas Nikolov, the best number one plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. And you are listening to Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much for listening to us chat today, and hopefully we'll hear back from you guys again next week. Enjoy your week.
Thank you for listening.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.